Chapter 2. Lotus Pier 2. Not in your calculations. You are watching the 48th World Night Hunting Championships, Night 1. Jung Wayne. Oh my god, oh my god, it's happening! It's really happening! Constellations. Deep breaths, everyone! They're showing up! ILU, LWJ. LWJ, my boy, he looks so good! Painter Blue. Oh shit, dude, that's gotta hurt! Valley of Aria. I'm too invested in this to type! Jiang Wayne. Has anyone found NHS yet? Prince Egg Yolk. No, he's vanished like the fucking cryptid he is! Irate Hearse. Table flip cowmoji! BVTTLES. Get wrecked, chin dude! LOL! WWX number one fan. Hi, everyone! What did I miss? ILU LWJ. Niai Hoisong being a fucking troll and sniping someone's target. WWX number one fan. Didn't we just start LMAO? Painter Blue. Yeah, you'd think, unimpressed emoji. Prince Egg Yolk. In the cult, you either love NHS or you think he's the fucking devil spawn. There is no in between. Valley of Aria. LMAO mood! It's barely been an hour into the competition, and Wei Wuxian has been covered in mud, cut from brambles, and rained on during a freak rain shower clearly arranged by the Game Masters. He'd almost fallen off the cliff where they'd first appeared, too, except he'd managed to maneuver Suibian underneath himself just in time. The terrain is definitely harder than Nationals. The Game Masters have truly outdone themselves, recreating the Yunmeng wilderness down to every last possible travel inconvenience. Some of them were even amplified. Wei Wuxian's certain he's never had to deal with so many bugs in the real Yunmeng wilderness. And yet, here he is, fighting off mosquitoes and flies by the dozen. What's more infuriating, though, is that somehow Lan Wangji has managed to remain as pristine as if he'd flounced off of the catwalk in Chai or something. Wei Wuxian has half a mind to push him into the nearest mud puddle, just to even the playing field a little.
If you keep on making so much noise, every creature in a 50-kilometer radius will come for us, mutters Lan Wangji.
Isn't that the point? Asks Wei Wuxian, more than a little sullen. And besides, why am I stuck with you?
You could walk in another direction, replies Lan Wangji.
I was going this direction. You switch.
There's a pause. They're still on the mountain path. Other cultivators have flown off on their sword in search of whatever quarry is waiting for them. Lan Wangji's sword flies from its scabbard, hovering a couple inches above the ground as if expecting him to climb on. But he doesn't.
For a while. Are you going straight for the lake?
He asks. Wei Wuxian scoffs.
Why would I tell you?
He asks.
It is inadvisable to seek the largest creature right now. It will not show itself until the majority of competitors still in the running pass a certain score threshold. This is a precaution to ensure that everyone who faces the final monster has the requisite skills to banish it.
You don't need to landsplain it to me,
retorts Wei Wuxian. I won Yunmeng Nationals. I know how night hunting works. Lan Wangji's eyebrow arches, and he steps onto his sword.
I merely assumed you would appreciate a little assistance as a newcomer to the international competition. Forgive me if I have overstepped.
Wei Wuxian bites off the retort he'd have liked to give, instead settling for a sullen,
"It's fine,"
before hopping onto his own sword. Suibian brings him down the cliffside, into the valley. Already sounds of conflict are happening in the trees, bolts of bright spiritual energy flying through the cracks and dissipating into the early evening air. The first creature he encounters is a low-level walking corpse, which is easily dispatched. The next couple are also corpses of increasing fierceness. But before he could banish the third one, another arrow whizzes out of nowhere, catching the corpse between the eyes. It slumps to his feet before him, and in the dark, Wei Wuxian can barely make out the outline of Nie Huaisheng disappearing into the shadows of the nearby trees. With a hastily bitten down curse, Wei Wuxian draws Sui Bian again and heads in the same direction. He barely has to walk a couple of paces before he hears the low groans of corpses again. "You'd think there'd been an ancient battlefield here with this number of corpses laying around," he mutters, as he hears Nie Huaisheng's bowstring sing through the darkness. Just before Nie Huaisheng can aim for the last one, though, Wei Wuxian shoots it down for him. "I probably deserve that," the other cultivator's voice warbles through the darkness. Chuckling to himself, Wei Wuxian tiptoes away into the brush, ears perking at the sound of pheasants rustling through the grass. Despite having eaten his shuxia's cooking just a few hours ago, Wei Wuxian sets up a makeshift spit for the brace of pheasants he catches for the night anyway. The little fire he's managed to spark with a talisman and a pile of gathered twigs and branches burns bright enough to roast the birds. Though, as he turns them on the spit, he can't help but feel like someone's watching him from the shadows. Drawing Sui Bian again, he calls, "Whoever you are, show yourself!" There's a pause, and then Jiang Cheng steps out from the shadows with his hands up, his cheeks smeared with blood and his hair mussed with a couple twigs and leaves. "You're really cooking pheasants without me?" he demands. "Well, they didn't vanish like everything else I've killed tonight, so I'm guessing they really are pheasants," replies Wei Wuxian dryly. "How many have you killed?"
"Pheasants? None."
"No, I mean creatures, corpses, ghosts, whatever."
"Couple of low-level corpses," replies Jiang Cheng, shrugging. "Not a lot of points in those guys. You?"
"Same," Wei Wuxian turns the bird slowly on the spit. "I'll split a little with you?"
"Sure."
Jiang Cheng moves to sit on a particularly large tree root, watching Wei Wuxian cook.
"You know, when we get the scores needed to fight the monster in the lake, we'll probably still need help to defeat it properly."
"I thought the minimum for the largest monster was 2 people, Wei Wuxian remarks.
"That's what I mean. If we're both still around to face the monster together, can we?" Wei Wuxian pretends to consider the issue for a moment, before nodding. Jiang Cheng almost slumps in relief, though he disguises it by complaining about the pheasant taking forever to cook.
It's a relatively quiet night so far, as the two of them prepare to settle by the fire for the rest of the night. Even the hunting activity elsewhere in the arena has quieted. They're not the only competitors getting ready to sleep. The calmness doesn't last long. Liz Wangji. "Oh, fuck." Posting pebbles. "I need to know if my babes are okay." Rhea Yu, 36. Pickle DDD. "Holy shit, what happened?" Constellations. "There's wolves." Ice Gloss Sand Sun. "Scream emoji, scream emoji, scream emoji." Liz Wangji. "Anyone on the ground just got attacked by them." Ma Leaf 100. "Oh my god, that's basically like everyone." Wei Ying Love Club. "Shit, shit, shit, look at WWX, he's so terrified, distressed emoji." Jiang Wayne. "Jiang Cheng is too pure for this world. Can we stan a loving brother?" The howling of wolves rends the night into pandemonium. Flares erupt into the sky, signaling that some people, defeated by the wolves, had timed out of the competition. Wei Wuxian himself has not, though he admittedly came very close to it when he scrambled up into the trees with wolves snapping at his ankles. Down on the ground, Jiang Cheng is holding his own, fighting off the wolves, though Wei Wuxian knows he can't keep that up for long. Whistling for Sui Bian, Wei Wuxian quickly sends the sword down to try to help his Shidi, but that too, attracts the attention of some wolves, who start to pounce at the tree, causing it to sway and creak under their weight. His concentration is broken. Wei Wuxian can only watch as his sword drops uselessly to the ground, as he clings to the tree for dear life. "Wei Ying!" screams Jiang Cheng from below. "I can't fend them off forever! Get to a tree!" Wei Wuxian hollers. The sound of growling is too loud. The sound of his own heartbeat is too loud. "There's too many of them!" Wei Wuxian curses. His own tree is scarred with claw marks and starting to buckle under the attack. With an ominous groan, the tree starts to sway. Wei Wuxian screams. "Wei Ying!" Jiang Cheng's voice is alarmed, even though he should be more fearful for his own life. Spying the nearby branches of another tree, Wei Wuxian steals himself, and when the next attack causes the trunk to finally snap and topple, he jumps. In his panicked rush, he barely makes it, heart pounding as he watches the wolves overwhelm the toppled tree. Jiang Cheng makes to rush the tree as well, but before he can get there, out of the darkness comes the twang of a bowstring, and several wolves are shot down from a figure in the trees. Moments later, they jump down lightly onto the ground, drawing their sword with a fiery golden slash. It's Jin Zixuan, and Wei Wuxian has never felt so relieved to see his face before. He hopes he never will again. "Jiang Wenyin!" shouts Jin Zixuan, charging towards the wolves while releasing another slash of spiritual energy. Several wolves go flying back, but the pack leader turns and starts to charge. Without even flinching, Jin Zixuan crouches as the leader pounces and slices open its belly with one clean stroke as it flies over him. The rest of the pack immediately take that as a sign to disperse. The pack leader, too, vanishes into the ether of the game, and Jin Zixuan stands up, brushing dust off his uniform. Shakily, Wei Wuxian descends from the tree. Jin Zixuan turns towards him, almost incredulously. "And where in the underworld were you?" he demands. "He has a fear of dogs," Jiang Cheng says, shaking his head. Wei Wuxian makes a protesting noise, especially since Jin Zixuan looks like he's filing that info away for the future. "He did help a little before they started attacking his tree." He sways suddenly, and Wei Wuxian darts over to steady him, lowering him to the ground. "You're bleeding," he says. Jin Zixuan kneels next to him, taking out his medkit from his bag. "What are you doing here anyway?" "Oh, thank you, Jin Zixuan, for saving our sorry asses," retorts Jin Zixuan. "You think I'm doing this for you? Your sister would kill me if I let you two get timed out this early." "She's still too good for you," mutters Wei Wuxian, but he takes the medikit anyway, using the antiseptic pad to clean the bite marks on Jiang Cheng's legs. "He means thanks," adds Jiang Cheng. Wei Wuxian presses the antiseptic down harder, causing him to hiss. After Wei Wuxian finishes bandaging his Shidi's legs, he takes out his own medikit and hands it to Jin Zixuan. "Fair trade," he explains. The Lanling competitor nods, putting the kit into his bag and standing up. "I'll see you two around," he says. "Get off the ground for the rest of the night. Looks like the wolves will attack anyone who tries to camp on the ground." Wei Wuxian looks towards the ashen remnants of their campfire. "Do you know who's been timed out?" "We can check the score in the morning," says Jiang Cheng with a scowl. "Come on, call your sword and give me a ride. Those wolves could come back at any time." Stardust and Soulmates asked, "Hi, cult newcomer. Excited to start. Just a quick question. How long do these competitions usually last? The stream I was watching didn't have a lot going on until the end with the wolves. R.I.P. everyone who timed out, though. Skull emoji. F yeah, night hunting. Hi and welcome. We're excited to have you on board. This year has been quiet so far, which we hope means there's going to be a big dramatic finale battle. To answer your question, though, on average, a night hunting competition lasts 2 to 3 nights. The longest was the 39th World Championships in Baling, which lasted 7 nights and ended with the successful capture of the Tiger of Cruelty by Lan Xishun and Nie Mingtui. The shortest was the 45th World Championships in Yilin, where all of the competitors timed out within 5 hours of entering the burial mounds. The Junior World Championships that year was only completed because Lan Wangji has an iron core or something. #asks #StardustandSoulmates #LanXichun #NieMingTui #LanWangji #39WNC #45WNC #ComCult.
When are they going to update the score? Demands Jiang Cheng. Wei Wuxian, who had been blearily watching the first rays of the sun creep over the mountaintops that border the arena, looks back to see his shirdi pressing irritably at the monitoring device on his wrist. To Jiang Cheng's annoyance, every time he presses the button, the holographic projection that pops up keeps buffering.
Don't they do it after the sun's up? Wei Wuxian asks.
The sun is going up, isn't it? Grumbles Jiang Cheng. I need to know who survived the night. Come on.
Shh. Wei Wuxian draws his bow. Jiang Cheng immediately quiets as Wei Wuxian takes aim, his breath silent and steady as he looks down the shaft at a deer that had wandered below their tree. He releases, and the arrow flies true. The deer collapses, shot straight through the eye.
Nice, breathes Jiang Cheng. We can roast that when it's safe to get down.
Won't be too long, says Wei Wuxian. Those wolves are clearly part of the game. Someone probably thought the night was too boring for a first night and wanted to stir stuff up.
Well, they got their wish. I think I saw like 10 timeout flares last night, says Jiang Cheng.
He hits his monitoring device again. This time there's a soft chime, and the scoreboard pops up.
Yes! I'm in third! Wangji and Zixuan are the only ones with more points than me.
Wei Wuxian perks at that.
Where am I? He asks.
Jiang Cheng chuckles darkly.
Maybe that's why you had to fight the wolves last night, he says. You're in seventh. Missed your chance at points.
Ugh. Wei Wuxian swings backwards from the tree branch and lands lightly onto the grass.
I'll make up for it. Dogs are the worst.
You take that back. Puppers are the best.
Did I hear someone deciding he doesn't want to have breakfast?
Fuck you. Jiang Cheng extends a hand. Help me down.
Sure thing, princess, replies Wei Wuxian,
extending his arms to catch his shirdi as he jumps. Golden Cheng.
You know, I'm kind of actually disappointed at WWX's performance so far. He hasn't killed that many creatures yet, and he straight up fled from the wolves instead of fighting them like everyone else. Doesn't he know the Game Masters wouldn't actually let him die?
Jiang Wen.
Yeah, it is a bit underwhelming for all the hype.
Thinky emoji.
Painter Blue.
You guys are fucking assholes. WWX's crinophobia is like a serious issue for him. There was one interview after Nationals. http://www.youtube.com/watch?VEQUALSBJHGMT6YZUE when one of the other competitors brought their Pomeranian on set and he had a panic attack and they had to stop the interview and everything.
BVTTLES.
He could have at least used his sword or bow from a distance, though.
Painter Blue.
Were we watching the same game? That's what he did before they started attacking his tree. Do you want to know how much pressure you have to apply to fell a tree like that? Those wolves aren't like big dogs. They were created specifically to be vicious monsters.
Sink or swim.
Yeah, no kidding. I love dogs. I own a Shiba, and even I'd be terrified out of my mind of those wolves if they were coming at me IRL. You guys are just mean.
What do you want to do with the prize money if you win?
The daylight hours are generally quiet time in the game, as none of the corpses and spirits like to come out then. The two of them are now seated in the roots of a tree, working through the last of the venison they'd cooked. It's a bit flavorless, given the lack of seasoning, and Wei Wuxian is already looking forward to his first meal once the competition's over. Jiang Cheng wipes his mouth with a scrap of cloth, looking down at his bandages with a sigh.
I don't know. What would you do?
He asks.
Travel, says Wei Wuxian immediately. Transportation talismans are stupid and expensive and don't even get you exactly where you need to go. Why did the UN put so many restrictions on sword travel anyway?
Privacy and airspace laws, says Jiang Cheng.
Wei Wuxian rolls his eyes.
Who invented the concept of airspace anyway? I'll kill them.
I think they're already dead, reasons Jiang Cheng.
I'll bring them back and kill them again, grumbles Wei Wuxian.
Anyway, I want to go around the world and try the spiciest dish in every country. I could even blog about it.
Pretty sure someone's already done that, Jiang Cheng says.
Yeah, but they haven't done it the way I would do it, replies Wei Wuxian. I just want to try Five Alarm Chili at least once before I die, okay? Let me live my dream.
Jiang Cheng considers it, before saying, in a strained voice, I would say you could make it yourself, but I'm pretty sure the attempt would melt our kitchen.
Exactly. I wouldn't do that to Shutzia's pots.
Wei Wuxian grins, elbowing him.
Okay, you know what I'd want to do. What about you?
The shadows are already starting to lengthen. Probably some time compression from the Game Masters, Wei Wuxian figures, as he watches the clouds and sun roll by towards the west. A cool breeze blows towards them from the direction of the lake, sending shivers down his spine.
Maybe study with Lan Shizun at the University of Chai, says Jiang Cheng after a moment. Cultivation theory, spiritual engineering. You know, your comment about the game during the presentation the other day is actually a contentious concept in cultivation theory.
Really? Why has no one bothered to try it instead of just arguing about it? Wei Wuxian throws away the remnants of his last bone before leaping up.
It's not like it's necromancy, which actually violates international treaties and stuff.
People don't want to be the first one onto the less trodden path, replies Jiang Cheng, as Wei Wuxian helps him up. He winces, but stays standing.
It's already sunset? Ugh, how many people are left?
There's a rustle in the trees. Wei Wuxian draws his sword.
We won't be left if we don't run, he says, spotting a pair of sightless white eyes in the dark.
What? Asks Jiang Cheng, just as the fierce corpse bears down on them. Suibian sings as it soars through the air, lodging itself firmly in the corpse's chest.
Run! Repeats Wei Wuxian.
Jiang Cheng doesn't need to be told a third time. They race through the woods, their pace matched by the eerie white figures of the fierce corpses following them. Wei Wuxian whistles for Suibian again, striking down two of their pursuers before diving low beside them. He hops on, grabbing Jiang Cheng with him as they rise above the corpses and through the trees.
Are they running towards the lake?
Jiang Cheng gasps as soon as they break through the forest canopy. Below, through the gaps between the leaves, the corpses are indeed rushing towards the large, glittering mirror that is the lake. Flares spark on all sides as people succumb to the corpses.
There's boats on the lake!
Wei Wuxian shouts as they near the end of the trees. Sure enough, down on the lake there are two boats, large enough for only three people each, moored to a single dock. The two of them tumble onto one, and Wei Wuxian straightens up just in time to be barreled back to the deck by somebody else.
Sorry!
Nie Huaisang blusters, taking out his bow and aiming it warily towards the bank. Wei Wuxian clambers to his feet again, just as a rumbling noise breaks through the trees. Other competitors are fighting the fierce corpses bearing down upon the water's edge. Among them are Su Shu and Jin Sichuan, still fighting even as the other cultivators around them are timing out. Flares spark all around, lighting the sky in flashes of blood red. Wei Wuxian leaps onto the bank, ignoring Jiang Cheng and Nie Huaisang's shouts of protest, Suibian flashing through the darkness as he joins the fray. He cuts through more and more of the corpses, sets banishment talismans on a couple others. But still, whenever one corpse falls, another seems to take its place, bearing down on the remaining cultivators until their boots are wet with lake water. Then there's a flash of white, a whirl of energy. Lan Wangqi descends onto the dock, his plaited hair in disarray and white uniform smeared with dust, yet somehow star-like in the early nightfall. He slashes at the corpses, driving them back with his spiritual energy, before sending talismans flying through the air to subdue the fiercest. "Onto the boat," he instructs. Jin Zixuan immediately leaps for the other boat. Su Shi, the last cultivator on shore, glares at Lan Wangqi before diving back into the corpses. The flare shoots out moments later. Wei Wuxian looks at Lan Wangqi before sprinting onto the boat with Zhang Cheng and Nie Huaisang, untying the vessel as they go. With a firm push from a bamboo punt, they steer their boat out into the vast, unknown lake. They're nearing the endgame now. Wei Wuxian can feel the adrenaline coursing through him as he rows. And though the boy stands tall and stern in the boat next to him, Wei Wuxian suspects Lan Wangqi is just as excited as he is. Zhuan, Lan Wangqi, Kinney. At Han Yuzu Wu's. When a mediocre cultivator who cheated to win worlds gets timed out before the endgame. That's what she deserves, meme. Hashtag 48WNC, hashtag comp cult. Zhuan Lan Wangqi, Kinney, at Han Yuzu Wus. Listen, Su Shi didn't deserve his victory last year, and in this essay I will. Starry Night, at Jiangstan. Pictured above, actual proof the Light Brigade are incapable of refraining from beating dead horses. 48WNC, hashtag comp cult. Zhuan Lan Wangqi, Kinney, at Han Yuzu Wus, at Jiangstan. I will literally fight you. Meet me in the pit.
What are you doing?
Wei Wuxian looks up from where he'd been amassing a pile of lotus pods. Over in the other boat, Lan Wangqi's expression is impassive, bordering on displeased.
Getting food?
He asks innocently, as his hand reaches under another lotus pad to swipe its seed pod. These things are delicious, I swear, and it's not like we can go back ashore for food right now. Sure enough, fierce corpses seem to line the banks all around them, silently daring anyone to head back to shore. Jin Zixuan shoots a couple of them, but almost as soon as one vanishes, another lurches out to take its place.
The Game Masters want us on the lake, says Lan Wangqi,
watching the corpses vanish before even hitting the water.
We are approaching the endgame now.
A lake monster, grumbles Wei Wuxian. Original.
Lan Wangqi stares almost incredulously at him, but says nothing. Wei Wuxian returns to examining the seed pod in his hand. Moments later, there's a thud as the pod hits the deck of the other boat, causing Jin Zixuan to yelp. What the fuck? He shrieks at Wei Wuxian, who sticks his tongue out at him.
Thank you, Wei Wuxian, for the food, he retorts.
Jin Zixuan grits his teeth, but takes the pod nonetheless, peeling out the seeds from their shells with a grimace. A couple more pods fly over to the other boat, one even landing squarely in Lan Wangqi's hand.
Thank you, he says stiffly.
Benefits of having your competition in Yunmeng,
replies Wei Wuxian cheerily, as he notices some shapes moving in the lake below. Maybe we could even catch us a carp or two.
How would we even cook it on a wooden boat like this?
Wonders Nie Huaisang, already halfway through his own pod. Wei Wuxian shrugs.
I don't know. It's just an idea,
he says, idly peeling seeds out of the pod.
Knowing the Game Masters, though, I don't think we're going to catch anything in this lake besides...
He breaks off, because the waters around them have suddenly grown choppy. In the other boat, Lan Wangqi is immediately on alert, his sword halfway out of its scabbard.
Guys, who's rocking the boat?
Asks Nie Huaisang, clutching onto the side of the boat.
No one's rocking the boat,
Jiang Cheng snaps, his own sword already out despite his aching leg. A A grotesque green arm suddenly shoots out of the water, and before anyone else can act, it has gripped Nie Huaisang by the wrist, dragging him with alarming strength. The cultivator screams as Wei Wuxian and Jiang Cheng rush to the rescue. The boat teeters dangerously to one side. Then, before either of them can do anything else, Nie Huaisang presses the timeout button on his monitor, and a flare erupts above his location. The arm tugs him out of their grasp, and they can only watch as their fellow competitor is dragged down into the watery depths below.